Masechet Baba Metzi'ah, Perek Het, Mishnah Het. Every few years, an extra month is added to the calendar in order to make sure that the cycle of the moon and the cycle of the sun, the solar and the lunar calendar, add up. The lunar calendar is usually a 354-day year, while the solar calendar is a 365-day year. So in order to make these match up, so you don't have such different seasons of the Jewish holidays, Hachamim add in a leap month, double Adar, in order to bridge and match up these two different calendars. So here we'll talk about what happens if somebody has a rental agreement for the year and then a extra month is added, especially in the times of the Mishnah. They wouldn't have a set calendar. They would have, based on observation, an extra month added for different scenarios. They would declare a leap year. So this Mishnah will talk about what happens if a house or something was rented for 1 year and then a leap year is declared. Mishnah says, Hamaskir bayit lahavero lashana. Somebody rents a house from his friend for a year and they agreed he would pay a certain amount for the year. We'll make up that number. Let's say it's $12,000 for the year. Nitabera hashana. And then an extra month is added to the year. It's now turned into a 13-month year instead of a 12-month year. Nitabera la socher. It's added for the renter. The renter does not have to pay extra for that 13th month. The month is added to the year. He had an agreement that he was going to pay for the year. So therefore, he has now a free month. He still has to pay $12,000 for the year. And that year includes now that 13th month. His skidlo la chodashim. But if he rented it out month by month, and they agreed he was going to pay a certain amount per month, for example, he's going to pay rent of $1,000 a month, nitabera hashana, and then they added a month to that year, nitabera la maskir. It's added for the owner. In other words, the renter has to now pay for that extra month. The agreement was he would pay month by month, so when they added in an extra month, that extra month is now included in the rent of that the renter has to pay. Now we'll talk about what if both expressions were used. We'll have a story of where this once happened. Ma'aseh besipori be'had she'sachar milchas mehavero. There was once a story in the city of Sipori. Somebody rented a bathhouse from his friend. B'shnemasar zahav leshana, midinar zahav lechodesh. The agreement stated that he would rent it for 12 gold dinarim for the year, and then it was said at 1 gold dinar per month. So both phrases are used over here. The yearly rent and then the monthly rent. So it's 1 per month, but it's 12 for the year. And then a leap year was declared. The argument of the renter would be, we spoke about a year first. We mentioned that it was going to be 12 dinarim for the year. So therefore, when they added an extra month, it's not on me. The owner would then say no. We also mentioned here, the second part of the agreement said that the price was per month. So therefore, when an extra month is added in, I'm entitled to an extra dinar. This case came before these two great rabbis, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yoseh, and they said the following, Yahleku et chodesh ha'ibur. They divide the rent for that extra month. There's a doubt to who's correct. The monthly rent was 1 gold dinar, and therefore, in this case, the renter, if he had to pay the full thing, it would be 1 full dinar. We say, pay half of it only, pay half a gold dinar, and the owner, who was entitled, in his opinion, to that full gold dinar, he would only get half of a dinar. That was the compromise that they came to.